Today on Uncommon Stories, we will sit outside on the patio with a cool glass of lemonade, open a book, and ponder where the letters came from that make up the sentences and paragraphs of the fine story we are about to read. We'll also think about how books came to be from these fascinating characters. Names, places, words, sentences, paragraphs, and even abbreviations are all created with letters of the alphabet. And we are all accustomed to writing notes, lists, letters, stories, and even large documents with both consonants and vowels. But there is one form of writing that is used today that is not related to the alphabet and generally uses symbols to represent sounds, as was the case when the alphabet was first invented. Can you name this form of writing? Think about it, and we'll see if you're right at the end of our story. Since the beginning of time, communicating has been a part of humans' lives. Groups of people developed their own languages early on, and most likely drawings in the dirt or using stones and sticks to represent animals that groups were planning on hunting to communicate the plan of attack were used accordingly. And not too long after, drawing on cave walls became popular as a way to archive stories of people's lives and momentous occasions. All of this developed into hieroglyphics, made famous by the Egyptians. They used this complex system of characters to document events, communicate to each other, create records of transactions, and to decorate pottery and dwellings. As inventive and useful as it wasn't easy to communicate this way. And finally, between 1850 and 1700 BC, a group of Semitic-speaking people in the eastern Mediterranean of Western Asia borrowed a small portion of Egyptian hieroglyphics used by Semitic-speaking Egyptian workers to represent the sounds of their language. And the Proto-Sinaitic script was born and is considered the first alphabet used to write where specific symbols stood for single consonants. And nearly all alphabets used in the world today trace back to the Proto-Sinaitic script. Here's the interesting part. The Egyptian workers were not skilled in the complex hieroglyphics used to depict the Egyptian language. Thus, they picked a few that they regularly saw throughout the city and used them to represent sounds in their language. The Western Asians borrowed this system and improved upon it to create the Proto-Sinaitic script, or alphabet. So it was not the well-educated, scribes, or even priests who helped invent the first alphabet, but uneducated Egyptian workers who became the forebears of modern alphabets. The first alphabet was written right to left, and it was used by Phoenician maritime merchants who traded in parts of modern Lebanon, Syria, and Israel to document their travels and their cargo. This consonant-only alphabet, known at the time as the Abjad, consisted of 22 simple symbols that everyday traders, workers, and merchants could learn and teach to others quickly. Therefore, the use of this alphabet was widespread, and it soon expanded into variations such as ancient South Arabian script, Hebrew, and eventually Aramaic. But as the original alphabet, the maritime merchants helped to spread across the Mediterranean became more popular, the name changed, and it became commonplace to call it the Phoenician alphabet. And this script took hold, as well as its variations, and remained in use for several centuries. Finally, in the 8th century BC, the alphabet made its way to Greece. And here, it took on a whole new life. The Greeks kept many of the Phoenician characters, but they removed a few. But what they added would change written history forever. The Greeks invented new characters to represent vowels. And now, there were consonants and vowels to spell out words letter for letter. And many scholars believe it was this creation of both consonants and vowels that allowed the text to be written and pronounced in this alphabet without ambiguity, and thus marking the conception of the first true alphabet. But the Greeks weren't done. They originally wrote with the old and newly formed characters right to left, similar to many countries that initially used the Phoenician alphabet. But as time passed, they decided to change this up and created the Boustrophedon system, which literally means turning like oxen. In this system, one wrote right to left on one line, and then wrote left to right on the next line. And if you think about it, this made a lot of sense. When reading, one didn't have to look back to start reading the next line. A person would simply need to drop their eyes down to the next line and continue reading. Pretty ingenious. But of course, it didn't stick. Eventually, the Greek alphabet evolved into other alphabets, most notably Latin, which spread across Europe. It also evolved into Cyrillic, which led to the modern Russian alphabet. The Latin alphabet, created in 700 BC, also known as the Roman alphabets, as it was created by the Romans, took the symbols of the Greek alphabet and created letters. And these letters are the most widely used alphabet today, with as many as 131 sovereign states using them as their official alphabet. Once societies began to grow in Northern Europe, the Latin alphabet was adopted, first by the Anglo-Saxons in the 5th century AD. Old English script grew out of the Latin alphabet, and a few letters and collection of letters to represent sounds were added. With the invasion of the Normans in 1066 AD, writing was offered to nobility, clergy, and scholars, so writing as a society slowed. But finally, by the 13th century, after 2,000 years of Norman rule, Middle English script was developed, deleting the letters representing sounds and moving towards a letter-for-letter system to create words. As advancements in technology started to change how people communicated in written form, so the English language changed. And with the invention of the printing press by Johann Gutenberg in 1448, English became more standardized. And finally, in 1604, Robert Cowdery published the first dictionary, titled The Table Alphabetical. And thus, the modern English alphabet we know today came into being. Well, we have language. We have writing utensils. We have material to write on, and we have an alphabet. So books must have come about sometime after all of these were invented, right? Not exactly. The first known communication on a movable material dates back to ancient culture known as the Sumerians, who lived in southern Mesopotamia around 3,500 BC. Before the script alphabet, pens, pencils, paper, and ink, the Sumerians created a cuneiform alphabet, which is a system of logophonetic, consonantal, alphabetic, and syllabic signs. Well, okay, they were symbols that had special meanings. But when placed next to each other, they told a story. And the Sumerians etched these symbols into clay tablets with a triangular-shaped stylus called a calamus. The tablets were dried or sometimes fired in a kiln to make them last longer. It's believed that the Sumerians were the first to ever use the cuneiform script, which is the earliest known written system in the world, predating Egyptian hieroglyphics. But even though the Sumerians beat the Egyptians out to create the first written system and the first documented stories, the Egyptians still had a hand in moving the book world further. In the 5th Egyptian dynasty, from 2563 to 2423 BC, the Egyptians used papyrus, an aquatic plant, as an early form of paper. And they created ink and a stylus to write their history, stories, and documents. And pages of papyrus could be rolled up in a scroll using a flour paste. These scrolls were a lot easier to carry and store than the tablets of clay used by the Sumerians. As scrolls played an important part of documenting events and information, they were a bit of a hassle to use with the vertical design and being unrolled to read. Centuries later, the Romans would take this format and improve upon it to create an easier scroll to handle and unroll with handles on each end and smoother writing material. But the Romans had another trick up their sleeves. In the first century, they turned the scrolls sideways, creating the first horizontal codex. Not long after, they replaced the folds and cuts of the codex with binding the sheets between front and back covers. This new form of manuscript is credited as the earliest books. By the Middle Ages, the codex expanded and became very elaborate, with illustrations and intricate borders. And the truly amazing thing about these new codices is that they were all handcrafted. This put them far above the printed books of the day, which were mostly block books made popular by the 19th century monks in China. Block books were hand-carved designs and scenes meshed with words on wooden plates, covered with ink, and then pressed onto paper. These block books were essentially the first picture books, but new forms of printing were still to come. In the 15th century, as mentioned earlier, German goldsmith Johann Gutenberg invented the printing press, and bookmaking would never be the same. With metal movable type and adjustable characters, the printing press streamlined the printing process and revolutionized book publishing. Mass production was now possible. The ideas and theories of the world's philosophers, scientists, and scholars could reach people around the world. And this new form of communication would bring people, cultures, and the world closer together. Book publishing continued to grow through the centuries, and soon libraries to hold books were necessary. Teaching through books and reading for entertainment became the norm throughout the world. Books were everywhere, and still are. However, with the advancement of technology and computers, books can be saved as files, so traditional hardbound and paperback books are not as popular. But that doesn't mean people aren't reading. Now we can have an entire library right on our cell phone and can carry it around everywhere. Long live books, in whatever form they come in. Well, have you thought about our question? What is the form of writing used today that is not related to the alphabet and generally uses symbols to represent sounds? Do you know? It is shorthand. Developed in 1837 by Sir Isaac Pitman and revised in 1888 by John R. Gregg, shorthand is a method of rapid writing by means of abbreviations and symbols, most notably used for dictation. It was also very popular for courtroom use as stenography to record and report on court hearings. Technology has replaced a great need for shorthand, but it still has its uses in business and personal work. Well, there we have it. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Uncommon Stories, and come back next time to listen to more interesting, surprising, thought-provoking, and entertaining stories that are true, but probably are just uncommon. I'm Brad Greer for Uncommon Stories, wishing everyone a wonderful week, and thanks for listening.